Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup, Dominique. Just a few words. I think you probably all know already that this year, Laureate is the Jill Albena Association of Yemen. We were hoping to be able to have Amin Jubran, who is the founder and the head of this organization, here with us, but it was very complicated, so I think he will be hopefully connected virtually, so we will hear from him through the screen. The Jill Albena Association carries out emergency relief services, humanitarian work in the north of Yemen. 40% of its staff are internally displaced people themselves. So, you know, we've spoken so much in recent years about refugee-led organization, displaced people-led organization. Well, I could say they're one. They're one of them. The stake that displaced people have in the running, in the work of the agency, qualifies them certainly as one of those organizations. And giving them this award is also a testimony of the recognition that all of us want to give to organizations that are truly community-based, that are truly emerging from the communities and representing the communities and serving that communities. I want to also salute the decision of the Nansen Committee. You know, this decision is made by a committee, not just by UNHCR. We contribute to that decision. I want to salute the decision to give the award, the Nansen Award, to an organization working in conflict, in a conflict situation. We all know the very terrible situation that Yemen has been in for years now, and the Albena Association has been one of the main providers of relief to hundreds of thousands of people. I want to recall that 1 in 10 people in Yemen is an IDP, that is an internally displaced person, that the needs affect, the humanitarian crisis affect most, you know, 20 million people, we often say. We've almost, you know, it has become such a huge figure that it is even difficult to define. And it is probably still, in proportional terms, the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. So I'm proud that we were able to find an organization whose work will now be recognized through this award. I only want to add one more point. I mentioned this briefly this morning in my statement. Together with the association, with the Jill Albena Association, we have also conducted work that is quite of a pioneering, of an innovative nature, especially in the area of shelter, trying to make shelters more adapted to local conditions, trying to make shelters more adapted to procuring materials locally. These are things that we have tried to do through this partnership with the organization that not only is therefore recognized for its courage, for its commitment, but also for its capacity to conduct innovative work in spite of the circumstances. Let me conclude, Dominique, if I may, by thanking very much to all those that support and partner in the annual exercise of giving the Nansen Award, in particular, the governments of Switzerland and of Norway, and the IKEA Foundation. Really, we appreciate that amidst so many priorities, you continue to endow this prize, this award, and support it, because it is perhaps the only time where we can collectively recognize an example, a shining example of positive work amidst so many difficult situations that we discuss in this very executive committee. So congratulations to the winner, to Amin Jubran, to the Gil Albena Association, and I hope we can now hear from them as well.